going back to this whole deal, man, what they want to do is take a former president of the United States and book him. So that means taking his fingerprints that I think up until now, if you do that, they become public record. They're going to take his DNA, which also becomes public record. So, you put all this information out there to the public that the Secret Service is bent over backwards for the last, 6 years to make sure never gets out, then all of a sudden, that's gets put out there. And I know, as a former president, what difference does it make and so forth. But still, I don't think people realize the precedent that the Democrats are setting by going after a political rival.
100%. I said something the other night in Twitter, and this is what's so funny. I mean, I hate Twitter with a passion. It's a necessary evil. I still don't do it much for that reason. I hate it so much because it shows how dumb Americans are. But I put a thing out talking about how basically, hey, what you're going to do here with this, and I said the same thing when he got impeached the first and the second time, but especially the second time, because both times were proven to be emotional, rushed, and bogus, right? Based on nothing other than lies. But what's going to happen, and I was talking about, like, hey, this is, and a lot of people are, it's not just me, but like, what's going to happen now is this is going to become commonplace. A rival gets impeached for whatever you want him to. Your rival gets arrested for BS stuff like this, misdemeanor stuff that doesn't mean anything. Again, this is not actually going to change anything with Trump's trajectory. If anything, it's going to help him. But you're going to start to see this. And I was talking about how, like, change the rules. It's game on. We're going to play the way they play. And I was saying also, don't go protest. And they're like, oh, there's this one chick who's got, like, negative followers. Her kids don't even follow her. And she's like, I'm marking this down and bookmarking it so I can show it later as a threat. I'm like, it's not a threat, bitch. Like, I'm just telling you what's going to happen. We're going to all start playing this game, which, by the way, no one wins in. Like, I'm not saying there's no rules, go kill whoever you want. It's not the purge. I'm saying we're just going to start, and we probably won't, right? Because our side's plump full of pussies. But, like, we're just going to start saying, like, oh, we're impeaching him, we're arresting him, we're doing this, we're gonna, like, that's how it's going to go. That's going to be new America. We've had just as many impeachments in the last 5 years as we've had collectively in all the years combined before that.